go over.
Got in importance of the base 47, step one. We had the dive control of things and those control things got off. And of course the circuit breakers are not in on a thruster yet. So when we started through the DAP and proceeded on down 46, and we're looking at down 47 now, where we got an RCF TPA light, and we've got four out of the eight other bright colored red flags. I think that this is explained by the fact that we are in things in auto and just are unable to fire the thruster with it.
Roger, stand by. You are correct. The lights are there in the flags because we haven't closed the breakers yet. Over.
Roger. Houston Eagle, are you going to need the high gain before you can look at our GDA position indicator?
Stand by. Houston, we can see all the throttle data we need. Go ahead, over.
I could give you a high bit rate on the object, if that'll help any.
Negative. We have all the throttle data we need. You can say low bit rate. You can proceed through the throttle test. Do not do the gimbal trim, over. Repeat, do not do the gimbal trim.
Roger, understand. yes, over.
Stand by. Houston, you can go ahead with the RCS pressurization, but we would like to hold off on the RCS checkout until we get the high bid rate, over.
Roger.
And Eagle Houston, have you deployed the landing gear yet, over?
That's the terminal. The landing gear is out.
Roger.
Reporting that he has completed the marks for landmark tracking. We also got a report from the LEM that they have deployed the landing gear. That report came at 98 hours, 45 minutes.
Houston, we got to down 49. You can proceed, over. Correct, and Eagle, Houston, we see the master arm. You can go ahead and press. We see the press now, over.
That's good.
All right, your buzz. If you got would like, I got your ag support constants, over.
Ready to copy.
Roger. For your ag address 224 plus 60267. 225 plus 58148. 226 plus 70312. 227 minus 50031. Over.
Roger. 224 plus 60267. 225 plus 58148. 226 plus 70312. 227 minus 50031.
Roger, good read back out.
Columbia might be
Roger, fine. We copy.
Roger.
Eagle, Columbia, your high gain angles are corrected. Eagle, Houston, your high gain angles are 165 pitch. Y'all 66, over. Houston, we got some loads for you if you'll give us poo and data, over.
You've got poo and data.
All right, we got both of you on the high gains now. It sounds great now, over.
Columbia, Roger.
Columbia, Houston, I have a SEP pad if you're ready to copy, over. Roger, Mike. SEP pad. RCS / GNN. Noun 47 and noun 48 are NA. Noun 33. 100 39er 5000. Noun 81 is NA. Roll 000 007 000. Rest of the pad is NA.
Hey, SEP RCS GNN had a TIG of 139.50. Roll 0, pitch 007, yaw 0.
Roger. Good read back.
Houston Eagle, are you ready for us to start the RCS checkout now?
As soon as we finish the uplink, stand by one, over.
Okay.
Houston, Columbia, come in on P-22. It worked just fine. The target I marked on is a small crater down inside. Crater 130 is described by John Young.
Roger, we copy. Eagle, Houston, on our load, during our load, we had to do a verb 96 to stop integration. We're going to start over again on this load, over.
Eagle, and Eagle here, I have read out address to the AX 404, 405, 406, and I had believed that 405 and 406 would both be all zeros, and I would propose maybe that I reset them to zero. I realize that 404 should be a negative number, and it is minus 13495, over.
Roger, copy. Eagle, Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Buzz, we got, the only thing we're missing here is the drift check. After we finish our load, we'd like you to do the drift check with Columbia, over.
There you go.
Eagle, Houston, the 404, 405, 406 look fine to us, over.
Roger, I'm going to be setting them to zero for the undocking. The question is, do you want me to reset 405 and 406 back to the numbers that they are now, or can I leave them zero? I intend to set 404 to minus 13495, over.
Stand by. Eagle, Houston, we would like you to zero, as call out in the timeline, all three addresses, 404, 405, 406, before undocking. After undocking, you can load them back to the values that you have right now, over.
Eagle, roger. And Houston Eagle here. Both RCS helium pressures are reading 2,900. Over.
Copy out. Eagle, Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Roger, bud. Seems to be some confusion here on 405 and 406. We'd like you to zero them out prior to undocking. Then after undocking, you can. We'd like them still zeroed, over.
Roger, I agree with that. Thank you.
Yep.